Another victim of climate change, a prized horse succumbs to the searing heat. Here, an exhausted lamb was left behind by a migrating herd for wild animals to devour. As his losses pile up, Ado Muhammad rounds up his cattle and family and head towards the border with Cameroon.
We are leaving to where the pasture's greener and the weather's more bearable. The migration will save what's left of my cattle. The drought and the rising heat have taken so much away from me.
Far removed from what world leaders are doing at the climate change summit, he's just trying to cut his losses and recover, even if that means risking attacks by bandits, Boko Haram, and corrupt officials as he crosses the Chad-Cameroon border. Mohamed Jibrin expects the dry period and his losses to continue.
The rains have failed us, and the unbearable heat is drying up the little water that we have. It's painful to watch your animals die, and there's nothing you can do about it.
He's not sure if he will have any cattle left before the rains return. While politicians and experts discuss how to slow global warming, activists say people in the Sahel are already living the gloomy future the leaders are talking about. They say the region continues to see rising temperatures and fear it could get worse.
I can definitely tell you that in this region, time has in fact run out. It's up to us to act and mitigate the impact.
Armed groups still occupy large swathes of territory, further limiting access to water and land for agriculture.
As the impact of climate change becomes clear, pastoralists are forced to make a difficult decision: to sell off their animals at very low prices or let them die. And when they bring them to markets like this, they find few people can afford to buy them. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, N'Djamena.